Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Yes And podcast. My name is Travis Thomas. I am the creator of Live Yes and also the creator of the Live Yes And podcast. This is called the Weekly Yap. My goal, my intention is that this is a weekly podcast dedicated and inspired by individuals out there who are living their yes and. I'll talk a little bit more about what that idea of yes and really is as we get into this podcast. But before that, I just wanted to introduce myself, and I'm not sure how you found the podcast or found me on the website, but I thank you for coming here. And again, each week, my goal is to inspire, educate, and hopefully have some awesome, amazing guests on here who are sharing their wisdom as well. So Live Yes And is, it's my personal website. It's my personal brand. It is dedicated to helping individuals, teams, and companies develop a mindset based on purpose, authenticity, and life transformation. Forming collaboration. And so really those three things, purpose, authenticity, and life transforming collaboration is really what I'm all about and what this brand is all about. The idea of purpose or mission, of what is it in each of us that really inspires us and lights our fire, gets us excited to get out of bed every morning. And I'm not meaning so much the what we do, but the who we are, our being, why we do what we do. And I really connect that to purpose. That's what really inspires me. And then leading off of that, and then once we have that sense of purpose, how do we live that and express it authentically? How do we tap into our own authenticity in a way that brings us not only inspiration on a daily basis, but brings us a sense of peace and fulfillment and a sense that we're really showing up on a daily basis, trying to make ourselves better and make those around us better, if not the world a better place. And this idea of life transforming collaboration. And that's really what this Yes And is all about. Some of you may have stumbled upon my site because you're an improviser or you're in comedy or an improv theater. And anyone who has taken any sort of improvisation will be able to tell you that I did not create this idea of yes and. Yes and is probably the number one key foundational principle to improvisation, is this idea of yes and. And as I talk about my journey a little bit on this first podcast of the Weekly Yap, I'll share with you kind of how this idea of living yes and has really inspired me to do what I'm doing today. And most recently, for those of you to get a snapshot of who I am and what I do, is I work with companies. I do life coaching. I also do corporate training. I'm also the third member, co-founding member of an improvisation group. We still perform. And I'm also a performance specialist. I work with a local soccer club. And for the last few years, I worked at the IMG Academy as a leadership coach, working with professional athletes, NFL, NBA combine players with the under 17 boys national soccer team, as well as aspiring athletes, middle school, high school, and all types of athletes coming in from all over the world who are looking to make it to the next level. So I've gotten to work with the best of the best, and hopefully I'm taking really those ideas, those skills, those qualities, those principles, and I share them in my public speaking, in my workshops, in my life coaching, and in my training. So my journey, how I sort of got to live yes and, is it's, if I were to draw it on a map, it would probably look like a snake. I know often when we think of our journey, we see this perfect ascending line that goes up like a bar graph, and we think, oh, that's what progress looks like. Probably in the long haul, that's what progress looks like, because we're always sort of learning. But my journey feels more like a snake moving in the sand, where it looks like it's going one way, then it's going the other, then it's going the other way, then it's going the other. The cool part about that is to be able to get some distance from our life. I'm at an age now where I can get a little bit of distance from my journey and start to connect some of the dots. And I think connecting the dots of our experience can be really powerful. It's really easy to look at the experiences and see them as random or disconnected. And when we look back and we look at what came out of the experiences, not necessarily the experience itself, but what came out of the experience, and we start to connect some dots from the standpoint of, when this happened, this is how I responded to it, which led me to this completely new or completely different or unintended journey, it's kind of fun to see how those dots have gotten us right where we are today. And I'm a firm believer that where you are right now, right here, is perfect. It's right where you need to be. Now, don't mistake perfect with comfortable. Doesn't mean that where you are right now, myself included, my experience right now is comfortable. But what I mean is where you are right here, right now, it is perfect. It's right what you need to have. And there's a great part in Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth. I want to say The Power of Now, but it's A New Earth. And I remember a few years ago as I was struggling financially, struggling in a part of life, and I'm reading his book. I was in this little Tex-Mex cantina in South Florida, and I'm reading his book. I was eating lunch alone, and I just started I got choked up, and the people in the cantina probably thought I was a little crazy, which I'm sure I am, but I got choked up because I was really just asking myself questions like, why? What is the point? What am I really doing? Where is this journey going? Because, man, I've got it all screwed up. And I just needed something to get me, you know, a little boost of inspiration. And there's a part in A New Earth where sorry, Eckhart, for botching this, but he says, one thing I know for sure, that right where you are today is exactly where you need to be. And how do I know this? And then he says, because that's where you are. And in essence, he's saying that whatever experience you are having right now, whatever wherever you find yourself, whatever is going on in your life, whether it feels tragic or amazing, whatever is going on is exactly what we need for our growth. And I'm a big believer in Carol Dweck's The Growth Mindset and all of the different work around that. And I'm a firm believer that whatever is happening right now is perfectly what we need for our growth and development. And these experiences are teaching us exactly what we need. And when I look back on my life, you know, growing up, soccer was my passion. Sports were my passion. I grew up in Michigan, Flint, Michigan, to be exact. And if there's a town out there that can relate to struggle, it's probably Flint, Michigan. And although I don't live in Flint anymore, I do a lot of work in Flint. I'm actually going to be in Flint in a couple of weeks at a youth leadership conference called Gear Up to Lead, which I'm excited to speak at. But I love Flint. It'll always be home. But it's had a hard road for a lot of people there in Flint. So sports were such an important part of my life. And as I got older, I really focused on soccer. I wasn't an amazing player, but I loved it. I went to a Division III school and played Division III soccer there and had some really difficult struggles as a player in my development and lessons that when I connect the dots, as I spoke about, they really have a huge impact on where I am today and teaching what I teach because it was hellish. It was brutal. My soccer experience, I did not enjoy it one bit, but it was exactly what I needed to have to connect the dots, to learn what I needed to learn so that I can be the teacher that I am today. And hopefully that's a good teacher. But sports were a huge part of my life. But I graduated from college with an English major because writing is the only thing I actually enjoyed doing. So, but really graduated with not a clear sense of what I wanted to do. Now, I always had a clear sense growing up of who I was as a person and who I wanted to be, but I didn't have a clear sense of what I wanted to do. And so that open-ended door sort of sent me on a number of journeys from working for my father's business at the time, which was a local hamburger business, to writing commercial copy for a radio station, to working for a marketing company, to moving, getting married. My wife and I lived in Michigan for a little bit. Then we moved to St. Louis. I worked for my brother-in-law who had a sports facility. We ended up moving to Boston. Again, I worked more in advertising and public relations, and then started working for a website called spirituality.com, which was all about inspiration. And my day-to-day was connecting with people online on their journey and what was inspiring them. And I loved it. And it was so kind of in my wheelhouse of really connecting with people. It was also at this time in Boston, which I thought was completely disconnected at the time, But the first weekend there, my wife and I went and saw a show that had only been running for a few months, a little basement theater in the north end of Boston called Improv Asylum. And we went to that show the first weekend, and I was blown away. And I'm like, I need to do this. I told my wife, I need to do this. And I've never taken any theater. I did a little bit of stand-up in college, but like three times. Not enough to call myself a stand-up comedian. But I saw this. I'm like, I need to do this. And it was just singing to my soul, singing to my heart. I signed up for classes the very next day. It was a Monday. And I ended up being in the very first training center class for Improv Asylum. And it was just... it was my weekly juice. I couldn't get enough of it. In fact, once a week, it was a 3-hour class a week. This isn't enough. And I went through, there were 6 levels of the training center. I went through all 6 levels and just loved every minute of it. And was just there sort of at the right time, serendipitously, that they were having auditions for a touring company cast. And I auditioned for the touring company and made the touring company. So now I'm a professional performer. You know, I'm getting paid to perform. I'm getting paid to be an improviser. And that was fantastic. And I did that for about 1.5 years and then auditioned and made my way another rung up the ladder to a different cast there at the Improv Asylum. And then, like, my big goal came true a few months later when I got invited to be on the main stage cast for the theater, which... if 3 years previous, when I, you know, as I was signing up for my first class, if I thought that was possible, I mean, that was my goal, but I, you know, was it really possible? I wasn't sure. And then here I was living it. And so it was this huge, just momentous point in my life. But then a few months later, I got cut for the next show run, which again was now a huge blow to my ego. But before I get to that, you know, when I took my very first improv class, I'm sort of working in a corporate environment. I remember leaving that first class and this big light bulb went off. It was like, wait a second. If this is what works on stage, you take a group of individuals, you put them on the same stage, and you're basically saying, make something up and have it make sense. Those principles that work on stage, I couldn't figure out, wait, why aren't we operating that way in our workplaces? Why aren't we operating that way in our relationships? Because... it sure didn't feel as healthy as the relationships on stage and what we needed to do as improvisers to make it work on stage. I'm talking about courage and trust and empathy and deep listening and creativity and total collaboration. You're starting to get that life-transforming collaboration. How does that work on stage but not in the real world? And the answer is it does, but we're just choosing not to do it. So those were really the seeds for pointing me in a direction of needing to share this message with anyone that I could and share it with the world. And so I continued to perform because I loved it, but now the hamster wheel for me was turning, which was I need to do something with this. This is that is bigger than just performing on stage. And so, again, connecting the dots, my wife and I moved down to Florida. I found 2 other gentlemen down here. We started our own improv group. We've been performing now for over 11 years in South Florida. We're called the Jove Comedy, at the Jove Comedy, a little plug inside of a plug there. And we perform 3 to 4 times a month down here. And I've been an improv teacher. I've been doing corporate training and as well as life coaching. I got into life coaching in this gap once I moved down here to Florida. Found myself unemployed, which again sent me on another sort of life-reeling journey of self-discovery, of really asking myself, okay, what do you want to do? You know, who do you want to be? And that sent me into leadership development and life coaching and working with a friend from college who started an organization called World Blue, which is all about companies out there that are changing the way that work is done, and not just in a, you know, having fun coming into work, but employees who are on fire about what they're doing, who have a voice in what they're doing, freedom-centered workplaces instead of fear-based workplaces. And check out her work, Tracy Fenton at World Blue. I've gotten the opportunity to work with Tracy and World Blue a few times, as well as speak at the most recent World Blue Live Conference this May in Miami, and we'll hopefully be speaking there again in the future. But again, so all of this life coaching, corporate training, leadership development, and I was just on fire. Improvisation yes and, but I had no job. There was really nothing for me to do with it. And so, again, life was kind of sitting there going, now, what are you going to do with this? You're not making any money. You've actually lost all of your money over a couple of years from not having steady work. I just had my third kid. My wife could have left me and just called me a bum and said, you know what, I need someone who can provide. Thankfully, she didn't, or she hasn't yet, Hollister. And so we ended up moving the family back up to St. Louis. I took a job working at a boarding school where I got to mentor high school students living in a boys' dormitory. My family of five, we lived in a boys' dormitory apartment. We had a complete dorm of high school students who were just ready to be mentored. And I got an opportunity to do that for 3 years. I got a chance to be an assistant soccer coach at my college alma mater. And which then led me sort of at the end of that term, I was inspired to create an online program called 30 Days of Yes. And 30 Days of Yes was a 30-day online program. It still exists as a program under Live Yes And. But I needed something again. I needed a spark. I needed something that I could do on a daily basis that was sort of waking me up and inspiring me. And my wife and I came up with this idea, and it's 30 different activities over 30 days that help you connect more deeply with your purpose and authenticity. And it's a whole lot of fun at the same time. And hundreds of people have taken the course. I continue to offer it. Depending on when you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to do it again on October 7th, 2015. And it's just, I got so inspired by that. My wife and I left my job in St. Louis. We threw our three kids in a minivan, put the rest of our stuff in storage, and we just drove around the country trying to figure out where we were going to land. Didn't have a job. We ended up back in Florida, back where we left. And I thought this is where we were going to stake our roots. And I thought I was going to concentrate fully on 30 Days of Yes. But no. I get an offer. I get a message from a friend a couple of weeks after being in town about this idea over at this academy called IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. I actually went there as a tennis camper in high school. I knew all about this place. It's where some of the best athletes in the world come to train. And they needed, now get this, if the universe, if God isn't hilarious and have a sense of humor. All this time, I had been working on leadership development, loving improvisation, and he sends me a job description that they needed a leadership / improvisation coach. That was the job title. And I'm not a really brash, egotistical guy, I think. I don't think I am. But I read this job description, and I thought to myself, if there is anyone more qualified for this job, show me, because I don't believe it. And I just read the job description, and I went over there, and I interviewed a couple of times and did really well, and they offered me the position. And even though my family and I, we wanted to stay where we were in South Florida on the East Coast, this was too good of an opportunity to pass up. And so I took the job at IMG Academy as a leadership coach there for about 2.5 years, again, working with professional athletes, the under-17 boys national soccer team, just so many kids from all around the world, golfers from Japan and China, tennis players from Russia, soccer players from South America, and baseball players from Omaha. they came from everywhere, and just to get to work with them and the mental skills, the leadership skills, the performance skills, it was just right in the wheelhouse. It was exactly what I needed for my own personal development. And after doing that, we were just inspired to move back to our home here in Jupiter, Florida, and for me to start my own company called Live Yes And. And under the Live Yes And umbrella, it gives me the opportunity to continue to work with teams, organizations, individual athletes, and just individual people, and share the ideas of what does it mean to really have a yes and mindset. And I look at all the work, again, going back to how we connect the dots in our life and all my experiences from from playing sports to working in sports to working in organizations, to working in corporations, to getting into improvisation into life coaching, into leadership, to working at a high school in a dorm as a mentor. And again, all of these ideas that seem so maybe disjointed at the time have really kind of come together and given me the opportunity to do the things that I'm most passionate about, which is helping people with purpose, authenticity, and collaboration. And it's, again, it's a reminder to me, which obviously what I preach and really the key message of yes and, to live yes and, is basically to accept and to collaborate with whatever is going on in your life, with whatever experience. To go back to that Eckhart Tolle quote of whatever is going on right now is exactly what you need. And so living yes and is collaborating with the present moment. In improvisation, yes is basically acceptance. If I'm on stage with a scene partner, whatever idea they share, my yes, saying yes to it, is accepting their idea and building off of it. And that's where the and comes in. The and is my contribution, my idea, my offer to the scene. And when you have scene performers or actors who are on stage doing that, and they're just collaborating and cooperating with each other's ideas, you just make these magnificent scenes. And if you take that concept off the stage and you take it into your life, no matter what is going on, if we can be in total acceptance and collaboration of what is happening to us each and every moment, we're not resisting it. We're not battling it. We're not fighting it. We are taking it and we're using it as fuel. We're turning it into something bigger and better, no matter what it is. Because at the end of the day, we can't change what has happened. We only get to choose how we respond to what is happening. And that's what living yes and is all about. And so getting to work with athletes and having that mindset of how do you respond to adversity as an athlete, and instead of getting knocked back or mentally taken out of your game, how do you respond really quickly with a yes and mindset to get past it, to overcome it, to find a way? And then again, that mindset is completely relevant in our day-to-day lives and how we approach everything that happens to us. And then going into the corporate environment, and how do we create teams in a corporate environment where people are just, not only do they love to be there because they're on fire with their purpose and authenticity, but they understand kind of what real collaboration is all about and how to work together as a team and bringing those improv principles to work. And so in addition to that, I'm a performance specialist now for a local soccer club here in South Florida. It's a club that I had spoken to for over a year because I just fell in love with what they're about from a developmental side of things. And how they're teaching the kids and how they're developing the kids. And I get to be at the practice field, you know, four nights a week, and then being to the games on the weekends and just working with the kids, working with the coaches and working with the parents, which to me is just kind of the what you really need to have these ideas make a difference. And incorporating these ideas of yes and, working with the athletes and again, and the coaches and the parents and everybody being on the same page. So just really, really excited. And so, yes, living yes and is the umbrella for me to do all of this. And the weekly Yap podcast is going to be my opportunity to reach out from the Jupiter community and talk to inspiring people. I'm also trying to get booked as much as I can across the country, going into schools. I'm going to be in a bunch of schools in September, speaking at a youth conference. And doing some corporate training in September and October. And for you improv fans out there, again, doing a lot of improvisation with the Jove Comedy. So, welcome. That is the very first weekly Yap. And I'm pumped. I'm excited. I'm going to hopefully have fewer of these podcasts that are just me yapping and more where I can bring people on. And I've just got so many wonderful people that I'm ready to interview. I know a bunch of them are probably just a phone call away, and many, many more that I can't wait to meet and bring into the Yes And umbrella. So very excited. If you haven't had a chance, go to my website, which is www.liveyesand.com, or you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter @liveyesand.